Today was supposed to be the start of turning this year's census results into political power. But the Census Bureau announced the results will not be ready until early 2021. That delay will have big implications on how many electoral college votes and seats in Congress each state gets for the next decade. NPR's Hansi Lo Wang covers all things census-related. He joins us from New York to explain what this means. Good morning, Hansi.
Hi, Leila.
So this delay was confirmed to you by a source last night. Can you break down why this is so significant?
Well, what was supposed to happen today was new state population counts from the census were supposed to be reported to the president by the Commerce Secretary, who oversees the Census Bureau. These are the numbers used to determine each state's share of seats in the House of Representatives, as well as electoral college votes for the next 10 years. Federal law says today's the last day to report those numbers, but this year, the Census Bureau is missing this reporting deadline for the first time since it was put in place more than 40 years ago. There's no penalty for missing this legal deadline, but that does further complicate an already messy census process.
So what's behind the delay?
COVID-19, number one, as well as the Trump administration's last-minute schedule changes to the census that cut short counting as well as the time for running quality checks. You know, the main problem right now is the Census Bureau has found irregularities in the records, and it needs more time to make sure no one is counted twice or in the wrong place. You know, inside the Census Bureau, missing this deadline is a very big deal because the civil servants there are very aware that major delays in delivering these numbers could throw off all the other steps to come afterwards to get House seats reallocated and eventually voting districts redrawn.
So you've also been reporting on how President Trump wants to alter these numbers before leaving office. How does this delay affect what the president's trying to do?
Well, President Trump wants to exclude unauthorized immigrants from those state population counts, despite the Constitution's requirement to include, quote, the whole number of persons in each state. And so a delay in getting out these results, these population counts, could mean that President-elect Joe Biden ends up receiving the numbers Trump wants to alter. Yeah. So a big question right now is how long it will take for the Census Bureau to finish fixing these irregularities they found in the records. There's also worry that the Trump administration may cut short the quality checks and force out inaccurate and incomplete numbers. If they do that, the clerk of the House of Representatives, who certifies each state's new number of House seats, may refuse to accept altered numbers, and that could spark just a flurry of more lawsuits.
Hansi, it sounds like you have a lot to keep track of before Inauguration Day. What are you looking for next? What are you watching?
I'm watching to see what happens around January 9th. A source within the Census Bureau tells me that's when the Bureau internally is trying to see when they may start the last steps in processing these census records. And that may be when we find out when the first set of results eventually come out.
NPR's Hansi Lo Wang, thank you for all your reporting on the census.
You're welcome, Leila.